亲爱主内的弟兄姊妹，主日上午平安。
Peace to all the brothers in the Lord, that all of you have peace.
我想请问各位，你每天早晨起来生活的动力是什么？
I want to ask all of you, what is your motivation every morning when you get up?
是为了你的学业？
Is it because of your education?
是为了你能找到一个配偶
，that you could find a good spouse，
是为了养育你的儿女
，to raise your children，
是为了你的事业
，or because of your occupation，
是为了你有一天能够退休
，or perhaps one day you may retire，
是为了你能够长寿健康
，or that you will live forever in health。
你有没有想过你的人生？和基督的福音的关系是什么？
Have you ever thought about what is your relationship with the gospel of Jesus?
你说你被基督的福音拯救了。
You said you have been saved by the gospel of Jesus.
很好，还有呢？
Very good. What else?
你说我有向还没信主的人传福音。
And you said I haveshare the gospel with those that have not believed.
很好，还有呢？
That's good. What else?
你有没有想过，你的人生应该是与基督的福音相称呢？
Have you ever thought about that your life should be worthy of the gospel of Christ?
耶稣基督的福音应该定义和塑造我们的人生。
The gospel of Jesus should define and shape your life.
今天我们要一同思考的问题就是，耶稣基督的福音，与耶稣基督的福音相称的人生是一个怎么样的人生？
This morning we want to think about what kind of life is it that is worthy of the gospel of Christ?
今天我们的经文是腓立比书一章二十七节到三十节，请你把你的圣经打开。
The scripture reading this morning is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 27 to 30.
我念给弟兄姊妹听，然后 Athena 可以念英文给弟兄姊妹听。
I will read it to you in Chinese, and Athena will read it in English.
腓立比书一章二十七节到三十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verses 27 to 30。
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志。站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉稳，你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦，你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见现在所听见的一样。
Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent,I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.experiencing the same conflict which you saw in me and now here to be in me.
我们一起有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
阿爸天父，我们祈求你的灵今天早晨就在我们当中做工。
Abba Father, we pray that your spirit will be working among us to do your work.
让我们看见你的儿子，我们主耶稣基督的福音与我们生命的关系。
Lord, that we may understand the gospel of Christ is effect in our lives.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
这一段经文开始的时候有一个字叫做只要。
In this portion of scripture, it started with one word only.
只要就是说下面说的话很重要。
It means whatever is written later is very important.
他说只要什么呢？只要你们行事为人，与基督的福音相称。
What does it say? Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
行事为人是保罗很喜欢用的话。
The word conduct is a statement that Paul likes to use often.
比如说在以弗所书 四章一节，你们行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
Just like in Ephesians chapter 4, he says that your life should be worthy of the gospel of Jesus according to your calling.
比如说在哥罗西书1章10节，你们要行事为人要对得起主。
And in Galatians it says, your manner of living is worthy of the gospel to be living to please the Lord.
但是保罗在腓立比书里面写的行事为人在希腊文里面跟其他的行事为人不一样，不是同一个字。
And this word, when it's used in the book of Philippians, using the Greek word is not the same.
在希腊文里面是做公民的意思。
In the Greek language, it means to be a citizen.
中文的新译本有这个注解，做公民。
In the Chinese New Translation, it has this word.
这个是保罗用了两次在腓立比书。第二次是在第三章的20节。
Here it is used twice by Paul in this portion of scriptures 27 to 30.
不是，在三章二十节有用了第二次。
In chapter 3, verse 21, it was used the second time.
三章二十节他说：“我们是天上的国民，天上的国民的字根就跟。”行事为人是同一个字根。
In chapter 3, verse 20, it says, For our citizenship is in heaven. That is the same word.
保罗用这个字来解释行事为人是很贴切的。中文把它翻译成行事为人，翻译得好。
This is a very appropriate translation about conduct and citizenship.
为什么保罗要用个这个字呢？因为保罗他的人在写这封信的时候在罗马。
Why did Paul use this word? Because when he wrote this scripture, he was in Rome.
他写给写信的对象腓立比的弟兄姊妹，他们住在腓立比。
The people that he's writing to are the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
他们虽然住在腓立比，但是他们是罗马帝国的公民。
Even though they live in Philippi, they are the citizens of the Roman Empire.
所以他们有罗马公民的特权。
That's why they have the privilege of being a Roman citizen.
他们也要也跟他们跟其他人不一样，他们的生活要像罗马人的生活。
And the living that they live has to be like those of a Roman citizen.
保罗的意思是，你们虽然住在地上，
And what Paul is trying to say is, even though you live on earth,
但是你们是天上的公民。
But you are citizens of heaven.
所以你们行事为人要与基督的福音相称。
That is why your manner of living should be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
罗马人他们那时候的道德风俗非常败坏。
At the time of the Roman Empire, the way of life is very depraved.
保罗的意思是说，你们以前是罗马公民，你们用罗马的道德观、世界观来看这个世界。现在你是天上的国民，你们不再用罗马的世界观，你们要用天上的世界观。
Paul says, you used to live in Rome, and you live in the worldview of the Romans, but you actually are citizens of heaven.
他们的道德观要180度的转变。
Their values has to change 180 degrees.
所以在二章里面，保罗说，在这弯曲背面的时代，你们要做神无瑕疵的儿女，好像明光照耀，叫生命的道表明出来。
That's why in chapter 2 he says, as you are citizens, you live in this crooked and perverse generation, you have to live like citizens of heaven.
回到二章二十七节处，他说，只要你们行事为人，以基督的福音相称。相称不是说腓立比人他们配得接受福音。
And he says, you have to live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, even though at that time you live in Philippi.
不是，相称不是他们配得主耶稣基督的福音。
It's not that they are worthy of the gospel of Christ.
因为福音就是神的恩典临到我们这些不配的人的身上。
Because the gospel is from God, is given to us who are not worthy of this gospel.
我们不是因为配的福音，配的接受福音，而是因为我们接受了福音，所以我们的生活要与这福音相称。
It is not that we are worthy of the gospel. It is because the gospel was given to us. Therefore, we are worthy of it.
也就是说，我们的人生应该反射基督的福音的价值。
And our life should reflect the value of the gospel of Christ.
那基督的福音的价值是什么价值呢？
What kind of value is the gospel of Christ?
Priceless.
Is priceless.
MasterCard 不是 priceless.
The MasterCard is not priceless.
基督的福音是 priceless. 没有任何的金钱能够买到我们的救赎。
The gospel of Jesus is priceless. It is not something that you can use money to buy it.
基督的福音不是我们可以努力赚取的。
The gospel of Christ is not something that you can earn by your efforts.
也基督的福音不是我们可以用钱买的。
It's not something you could buy with money.
基督的福音是神的恩典白白的临到我们。
The gospel of Christ is that which God gave freely to give to us.
这个恩典，神所给我们的救恩是一个怎么样的救恩呢？
This salvation that God gave us, what kind of salvation is that?
神只给你一半的救恩，对吗？一半 half salvation.
God gave you half salvation, right?
神是不是救了你之后要你努力去完成你剩下的救恩？
So did he just give you the salvation And the rest you have to work to complete the salvation?
我相信有人在我们当中是觉得这样子。
I think there are some among us that think that way.
所以你不多么不愿意来聚会，你也要尝试的努力来。
That after you hear you have your salvation, not only you come, but you have to continue coming.
因为你觉得你要救你自己。
Because you think you have to save yourself.
耶稣基督的救恩是完全的救恩。
The salvation of Christ is a complete salvation.
基督从前救我们。
Christ saved us before.
基督现在正在救我们。
Christ is saving us now.
基督以后必定救我们。
And in the future, he will definitely save us.
是基督使你称义。
It is Jesus who justified you.
是基督使你成圣。
He's the one that sanctified you.
是基督使你将来得荣耀。
He is the one that will give you glory in the future.
基督的福音是一个荣耀的福音。
The gospel of Christ is a glorious gospel.
年老的保罗在他写给比提摩太的前书里面一章十一节他说，这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀的福音说的。
The elderly Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:11 to tell him that this is a glorious gospel.
Yes. 所以在腓立比书第三章的时候，保罗写着写着他就说，三章最后一节，他按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，与他自己荣耀的身体相似。
And he's telling us, because of his gospel, it can change us who are humble and to become glorified because of that gospel.
但可能你们觉得不服，我在福音上我有份去追求，我有功劳。
But,
你觉得
But some of us might feel that I have the gospel, but I have to pursue it.
你可能也会找到经文，甚至在腓立比书找到、啊、可能你熟读腓立比书，你读到二章十二节，你说啊，你要当惊恐惧，做成你得救的功夫。你看，保罗说，你要做成你得救的功夫。
And perhaps you are very familiar with the book of Philippians, and in chapter 2, you would say, so that in your salvation, you work with fear and trembling, and God is at work in you.
Yes. 他读了下半节，下一节。
I read the next verse.
当我们是，我们好像是表面，好像是我们要祷告，我们读经，我们聚会，我们传福音，好像我们对于我们成圣，我们是自己去贡献我们的救恩，但是这一句话还有下一句十三节，刚才姊妹读的，我把中文读给弟兄姊妹听。
So we may feel that as a believer we read the Bible, we pray, we have all these things that we do, but here is the other half in the scriptures.
腓立比书二章十三节，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行。 为要成就他的美意。
Because in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 it says, For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
表面是我们在做，其实是神在我们心里动了善工。
From the appearance, it may seem like we are working, but it's actually God who is at work for us to do all these good works for His good pleasure.
那动了善工的，也必成全之功。
I'm sorry?
The one who started the good works will finish it.
The Lord who started the good work is going to be the one that will bring it to completion.
我们回到去一章二十七节，他说：“你们行事为人要与基督的福音相称。”我想注意在“基督”这个字，他用“基督”来形容福音。
Here it says to conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Let's focus on the word Christ.
基督的意思就是受膏者。
Christ.The definition is the anointed one.
旧约里面的受膏者，其中一个就是君王。
In the Old Testament, the anointed one is the king.
旧约所说的受膏者君王，大卫的后裔有一个将来要掌权，他的权位要直到永远，基督的意思。
The anointed one mentioned in the Old Testament is the king.Who is the descendant of King David? He is the king.
基督的福音就是说，基督要在得救的人身上做王。
It says the gospel of Christ. That means those that heard the gospel, they will be kings.
基督是天国的王。
Christ is the king of heaven.
所以保罗说，你们要做公民，中文翻译成行事为人，要与基督的福音相称。
That is why Paul says, you conduct yourself in the manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, because Christ is the King.
基督的福音是赦免人罪的福音。
The gospel of Christ is the gospel which forgives people of their sins.
基督的福音也是改变生命的福音。
The gospel of Christ is that which changes lives.
基督的福音改变了保罗和腓立比弟兄姊妹的生命。
The gospel of Christ changed the lives of Paul and the citizens of Philippi.
基督的福音也改变你和我的生命。
And the gospel of Christ also will change you and me.
我们对于基督的福音认识的越多，我们就会越彰显基督自己。
The more you learn about the gospel of Christ, you will manifest Christ greater.
我们认识基督的福音越少，我们就越少的彰显基督。
And the less that you know about the gospel of Christ, the less that you can manifest Christ.
保罗继续说，还是二十七节，他说：“好叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里。”可以听见你们的景况。
Here it says in verse 27, Whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm.
就是说，不管我在，你们还或者不在，你们都应该活得出像基督，与基督的福音相称。
And here he's saying, whether I'm there or not, you should live in a manner that is worthy of the gospel of Christ.
基督的福音是改变生命的福音。
The gospel of Christ changes lives.
这个改变是真实的，不是虚假的。
This change is real, it's not fake.
不管保罗是在罗马，或者是在腓立比，腓立比的弟兄姊妹都应该活得像天上的国民。
Whether Paul is in Rome or in Philippi, the citizens that's living in Philippi should live like citizens of heaven.
不管 我们在什么人面前，我们在什么的场所，我们的价值观和世界观都应该是一样的，对不对，弟兄姊妹？
So no matter who you're standing in front of or what environment you're in, your values and world values should remain the same, right?
我们必须的真实的活在神面前。
We have to live truly before God.
不要为了面子而活。
We should not live just to save face.
不要为了传统而活。
Don't live because of traditions.
不要为了压力而活。
Do not live by all these pressures around you.
要为那救你生命的主耶稣基督而活。
You should live for the Lord who died for your sins.
所以保罗在上面一章二十一节他说我活着就是基督。
That is why Paul says, for me to live is Christ.
如果你是美国的公民，你去到外国，你怎么行事为人，别人就会用你来衡量美国的价值观。
If you are an American citizen, wherever you go in this world, people will look at youas a representative of an American.
如果你是中国的公民，你去到哪一个国家，他就会用你的行为来衡量，哦，原来中国人是这样子的。
And if you are a Chinese citizen, wherever you go into the world, other people will look at you and say, your conduct is what a Chinese person is.
那我们是天国的国民。
But we are citizens of heaven.
我们不管去到哪里，当他们其他的不信主的人看见我们，他知道你是基督徒，他就会衡量，哦，原来基督徒是这样子的。
And no matter where you go, as you're before unbelievers, they look at your behavior and said, ah, you are conducting yourself as a believer, a Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的生命是何等的宝贝、宝贵，因为我们这些尘土所造的人，竟然成为天上的国民。
Dear brothers and sisters, how precious is our lives? We who are created by dust, we are actually called citizens of heaven.
当我们看见我们生命的宝贵，当我们看见基督福音的伟大的时候，我们的生命不可能不改变。
When we look at the value, how precious the gospel is, and then we look at the gospel of Christ, our lives cannot help but change.
所以我希望当你今天在听这个信息的时候，你心里可以思考，在你的生命里面，有哪一件事，有哪一方面是与基督的福音不相称的？是哪一方面需要改变的？你可以去思考这个问题。
So I'm hoping as you hear this message, you would think about in what aspect of your life that is not worthy of the gospel of Christ and what needs to be changed. Think about that.
好让你的生命能够更多的彰显基督与基督的福音相称。
That perhaps in the way, the manner that you live, that you would think about which can be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
回到去二十七节，他说：“你们要听见你们的情况，知道你们有同一个心志，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。”我想弟兄姊妹去注意同一个心志。
And here.Continuing in verse 27, it says, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind. Let's focus on that one mind.
Actually, focus on one spirit.
Let's focus on one spirit.
姊妹已经把我们翻译了，大部分的英文翻译成 one spirit, 一灵。 那个是更贴近原文，一个灵。
The using the one spirit is more appropriate according to the original manuscript.
因为中文所翻译的心字在原文里面是灵。
Because in the Chinese, in the old manuscript, it is translated as the soul. The spirit.
Yeah, so 我们翻译成心智啊，就是一个灵。所以保罗的意思是靠着在一个灵里面站立得住。
He says here that you stand firm in one spirit.
当保罗每一次说到 one spirit 一灵的时候，保罗都是在说一个圣灵，圣灵。
Whenever Paul mentions about the Spirit, he would say this one Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit.
在以弗，比如说以弗所书四章四节，圣体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，圣灵一个。
In Ephesians 4:4, it says there is one Spirit that is the body, that is the Holy Spirit.
新约圣经很多时候。说到圣灵的时候，原文里面它没有圣这个字。
Oftentimes, when in the New Testament, when it mentions about the Spirit, it doesn't include the word holy.
啊，比如说下面几节，二章一节，腓立比书，他说，爱心有什么安慰？圣灵有什么交通？圣在原文里面没有，但中文加上去加得好。因为他就是在说圣灵。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 1, it talks about if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, here you don't see the word Holy Spirit, but in the Chinese, Holy is included.
所以这里是在说27节。一个人，我们的生命要与基督的福音相称的话，我们必须在一个灵里，在圣灵里站立得稳。
So in verse 27, it says, In order for us to live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, we are standing firm in one spirit.
站立得稳，保罗用过两次在这本书。
In this book, Paul used the word standing firm two times.
第二句是四章一节。
The second time he used it in chapter 4, verse 1.
那里他是说在主里站立的稳。
There he says, stand firm in the Lord.
也就是说靠着主，中文翻译的好，中文翻译成靠主站立的稳。
And in the Chinese,Is standing firm in the Lord means by the Lord's strength.
所以我们回到去一章二十七节。
So when we return back to chapter 1, verse 27,
站立得稳，你跟我怎么站立得稳呢？
Here it talks about standing firm. How can we stand firm?
靠着神。
To rely on God.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
站立得稳其实是一个军用的名词。
This is, standing firm is a very particular, usage.
Military usage. Military. 军用军事。
It is a terminology used in the military.
保罗在以弗所书里面第六章说到一个基督徒站着站立的稳，那个图画是一样的图画。
In Ephesians chapter 6, when he talks about standing firm, he's giving us the picture of a good soldier.
也就是说，基督徒是站着，好像一个军兵一样。为什么呢？因为我们在一个战场里面。
And As Christians, we are like the soldiers that we stand firm, just like we're in the battlefield.
那站着，弟兄姊妹，千万不要觉得我们是站着不动。你们有没有看过军人打架是站着不动的？
When you think of the word standing firm, Do not misunderstand it, meaning not moving, because who stands still during wartime?
不是站立不动，而是站立不倒。
It is not standing without moving, it is standing without falling.
站着表示我们准备征战。
Standing firm means we are ready for the battle.
站着也就是说我没有被打倒，是一个得胜的图画。
Standing firm also means you do not fall down, you will be victorious.
然后他下面说为所信的福音齐心努力。
Here it says, for the faith of the gospel, you strive together.
保罗是说用所信的福音齐心努力 来形容站立的稳。
And here it says, to strive together for the faith of the gospel, you stand firm.
齐心努力在原文里面是有时候中文翻译成这个一个魂一魂，有中文翻译英文翻译成 one mind.
Yeah. In English it uses one mind striving together, but in Chinese is using the soul.
Chinese 不是用的时候，它也是翻译成齐心啊，用我们的心啊，就是说我们要同心的为这所信的福音努力。
In the Chinese, it says they're striving together in one heart to work together.
为什么保罗就要这样子说呢？因为我们人有可能同工却不同心。
Why did Paul say that? Because sometimes we work together, but we do not have one heart.
我们一起做事，可是我们的心却不在一起。
That we may be doing the action, but our heart is not together.
你看，在腓立比的教会就有两个姊妹，在四章二节提到，有阿爹和圣斗基，他们不在主里同心，但是他们却是同工。
In Philippians chapter 4, there were two sisters. Their names are Euodia and Syntyche. They work together, but they are not of one heart. No harmony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有没有跟其他的肢体有摩擦，产生冲突呢？
Dear brothers and sisters,Do you have any kind of conflicts or difficulties working with others in the body?
你要你的行事为人与基督的福音相称吗？
Is your conduct worthy of the gospel of Christ?
那么你可能需要主动的去找这位肢体与他和好。
Perhaps you would need to voluntarily reach out to reconcile with that other person.
他说，我为所信的福音齐心努力。我想注意努力这个字。
Here he's talking about striving together.
这个努力是一个，它的原文是 athlete， 这中英文的 athlete 从这个字出来，就是运动员的意思。
When the original manuscript talking about striving is like an athlete that's working very hard.
就好像我们是同一队打球的，我们一起为着这个球赛努力一样。
That if we are a group of players, we work together to fight against the opponent.
在罗马的时期，这一个字也用来形容罗马的兵，他们站着剑背肩对肩的站着与仇敌打仗的一个形容词。
There was a description that was used for the Roman soldiers. They locked arms together to fight together.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看过一些电影，那些罗马兵就站着，全部站在一排一排，拿着盾牌然后去跟仇敌打仗。
Have you ever seen those old films that the Roman soldiers would fight together and they together march with the shields and together fight against the enemy.
他们是彼此的信任，彼此的关怀，彼此的保护。
They work together to mutually take care of each other, protect each other, and fight together.
这个很重要，因为是关乎他们的生死。
This is very important because it's a matter of life and death.
保罗说，你的行事为人要与基督的福音相称，就要与其他的圣徒齐心努力，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Paul says, you have to conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, striving together for the faith of the gospel, to work together with other believers.
神给我恩典，有机会在校园传道，去那边服侍，看见那里的服侍，那里校园传道的带领的一个弟兄，他常说这一句话。
In Campus Crusade, I have worked with one of the brothers, and he often made this comment.
The leader
of the Campus Crusade often made this comment.
他的名叫 Steve Sauer, 他常鼓励同工们要 lock arms.
The leader, his name is Steve Sauer, he often mentioned that we work together in locked arms.
因为校园传道里面有许多弟兄姊妹从不同教会背景出来，但是为这所信的福音齐心努力。
Because there are so many workers that came from different backgrounds, but for the sake of the gospel, they work together, striving together.
所以齐心努力，有这个图画。
That is why you see this picture.
那我现在想去大家去思考，这个所信的福音他在说什么？所信的福音是什么？
But let us think upon what is this gospel that we believe in.
所信的福音有两个意思。
The gospel that we believe in has two meanings.
一个就是我们普遍想到的，就是我们去传福音，就好像我们常为祷告这个杰瑞和杰妮他们在印尼 Karinchi 的人民当中传福音。
Here you think about the example of Jared and Janine. They are evangelizing out there.
但是另一个意思是，他是说到福音的信仰， the faith of the gospel， 福音的信仰，你所信的是什么？
The second thing we talk about is the faith of the gospel. What do you believe about the gospel?
所以为这所信的福音齐心努力，也可以理解为你为这真理你站你的稳，你不妥协。
So when we talk about the faith of the gospel, that you strive together, you stand firm, you will not compromise.
这个理解和做天国的子民为我们行事为人的原则更加的贴切。
This is an appropriate way to describe as a citizen of heaven how we should live.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道你现在是不是在面对一个信仰，你对于你信仰的挑战。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if you are facing a challenge of your faith right now.
你有没有在工作里面因为方便你妥协？
That at your job,in the office, whether because of convenience, you compromise.
你有没有在生活里面，因为你不想得罪人，你却得罪神，你妥协你的信仰？
Or in your daily living, you do not want to offend people, so you offend God and compromise.
在这弯曲背谬的时代， 这个时代正在有一个道德的大转变，这个敌对神的世界在正在对神所设立的婚姻、神所设立的性别、道德都在做出挑战。
In the crooked and perverse generation right now, the whole society is going through changes in their morality. They have changed the law of God in the matter of marriages, gender, and other areas.
你愿意与其他的弟兄姊妹为着所信的福音齐心努力站你的稳吗？
Would you be willing to work together with the other brothers and sisters for the faith of the gospel to strive together to stand firm?
下面28节保罗说，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，因为这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神。
In verse 28, it says, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them.But of salvation for you, and that too from God.
一个站立得稳的人，不但是靠着圣灵为所信的福音齐心努力，在凡事上也不怕仇敌的惊吓。
Someone who conduct their life in a manner that's worthy of the gospel is not alarmed when they face the opponent.
这个惊吓是以前用来形容那些打仗的马。当他被那些 敌人攻击的时候，他受到吓到的一个形容词。
This adjective is used to describe a horse when he is afraid before the battle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你要立志向不信的人传福音，向不相信神的人传福音的时候，你会不会害怕？
Dear brothers and sisters,When you have to come before a non-believer to evangelize, are you afraid?
当我们在公司、在学校传福音，我们会不会受到逼迫？
When you are at school ground or at your workplace and you have to evangelize, will you face persecution?
我相信在现今的时代，如果你要在真理上你要有一个站立的稳的话，你必定会受到外面世界的一种压力。
I'm sure that if you are trying to present the gospel to others, you will definitely face persecution from the world.
但是感谢神，神的话说不要怕。
But we thank GodIn his word, he says, fear not.
凡事不怕。凡事不怕。
Don't be afraid of anything.
不怕什么呢？别人，敌人的惊吓。
He says, do not be alarmed by your opponent.
这些敌人是谁呢？谁是敌人呢？
Who is the opponent?
保罗在腓立比书三章里面，他十八节他说，基督十字架的仇敌。这些敌人是基督十字架的仇敌。
It says here in chapter 3, verse 18, For many walked of whom I often told you that now I tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ.
为什么不要怕他们呢？
Why shouldn't we be afraid of them?
当你在公司里面站立得稳，为真理站立，为主站立的时候，你为什么不怕他们？
When you are standing firm at your workplace, why are you not afraid?
因为他们沉沦和你们得救都是出于神。
Because their downfall and your salvation is all from God.
当一个人被因着基督，因着基督的福音受到压力、受到逼迫的时候，这个是你得救的明证。
The fact that you are persecuted and troubled because of your belief, that is a mark that you are a believer.
他说，这个世界逼迫基督徒的这些仇敌，他们沉沦是出于神。
The people that persecute you, they will face their downfall, and that is from God.
因为神是圣洁又公义的神。
Because God is holy and He is righteous.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要怕。
So, brothers and sisters, do not be afraid.
然后他说，28节，你们得救是出于神。
And it says, for your salvation, that too is from God.
再次说明，我们的救恩是出于神，不是出于我们。
And to repeat, your salvation is from God and not of yourselves.
罗马帝国逼迫基督徒，但是你现在看，罗马帝国已经不在，但基督徒还在，而且永远长存。
So you see, the Roman Empire that persecuted the Christians, they're no longer here, but the Christians still exist.
我以前有机会在中国服事，我遇到一个在阿富汗传福音的弟兄。
When I used to serve, I met a brother from Afghanistan.
你要知道，阿富汗是全世界被逼迫最艰难的国家之一。
You know, Afghanistan is one of the great nations that persecute Christians.
他愿意冒着性命在那边传福音十多年，为什么？
And this brother, even for sake of his life, to take the risk, he still served God in Afghanistan for over 10 years. Why?
因为他知道逼迫他的人将会沉沦，而且是出于神，但是他的救恩更是出于神，他不怕。
But he knows those that persecute him, they will face their downfall because that's from God, just like his salvation is from God.
那你可能说，我不在亚富汗传福音，我在奥兰多没有人逼迫我，但是如果你愿意为这福音，为着基督的福音，为着所你所信的信仰站立得稳的话，我相信你会面对逼迫。
But you would say, hey, I live in Orlando, not in Afghanistan, so I will not be persecuted, but I can tell you, as long as you believe in the gospel of Christ, you definitely will face persecutions.
但不要怕。
But do not be afraid.
这是你得救的明证。
This is the assurance of your salvation.
最后保罗说29节，因为你们蒙恩，就是说你们不要怕的第二个原因，因为你们蒙了恩典，不但是得以信服基督，并且为他为基督受苦。
In verse 29 it says, For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
这里说是为基督受苦。
Here it says to suffer for his sake.
当你在公司不负责任，老板骂你的时候，那个是你罪有应得，不是为基督受苦。
When you were irresponsible at your workplace, you are suffering for your actions, it's not for Christ's sake.
但你在工作里面，你为着主，为着福音，站立得稳，你受苦，你是在为基督受苦。
But because of the gospel, because of the worthiness of the gospel, and you stand firm and you suffer for that, that is because of Christ. sake.
保罗说，这个是你们不用怕的原因。当你为主站立得稳，不要怕，因为你是在为基督受苦。而且保罗说，是你蒙了恩典而受苦。
Jesus said that when you suffer in the workplace, it is for Christ's sake that you receive that kind of treatment.
And so it has been granted to us. 就是我们蒙了神的恩典而受苦。
And that by God's grace that we suffer.
为什么受苦是神恩的恩典呢？受苦跟恩典好像离得太远了吧。
Why is suffering by the grace of God? That seems not to make sense.
因为弟兄姊妹，能够为基督受苦，不是所有人都能做的。
Because brothers and sisters, it's not for everyone that they can suffer for Christ.
基督的仇敌，十字架的仇敌，他们想为基督受苦都不行。
The enemies of Christ, those that want to suffer for Christ, they don't even have that chance.
只有你跟我跟他，我们蒙了恩的人才有资格为基督受苦。
Only you and me and those that have received the grace of Christ, those will suffer for Christ.
而且那我们会问，为什么神要我们受苦呢？
And then we question,Why does God want us to suffer?
因为受苦是主耶稣得荣耀的道路，那个是十字架的道路。
Because suffering is the way to the cross, and that is the way that we should walk also.
我们是主的门徒，主得荣耀的道路是十字架的道路，我们得荣耀的道路也是十字架的道路。
We are the disciples of Jesus. He takes the way of the cross, and we will take that way also.
罗马书八章十七十八节，我读给弟兄姊妹听。既是儿女，更是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，就必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 17 and 18 it says, And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also glorify with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
保罗在哥林多前书后书四章十七节，他说：“我们这暂时轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比的荣耀。”
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, Paul says, "For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison."
但弟兄姊妹，千万不要觉得你要受苦去赚取你的救恩。
But please do not misunderstand, brothers and sisters. Your suffering is not that which earns your salvation.
前面已经说，救恩是出于神。
Because we have been told, suffering, the salvation is from God.
我们能够为那救我们的主受苦，而且腓立比书下面读下去，他说，而且是与主一同受苦，这个是神给我们的恩典。
And that we are suffering with Christ because that is the grace from God.
在十一年前，我第一次他到中国的时候，我去学习服侍，去那边生活。我有机会啊，我那时候我就去了广州。
11 years ago, when I was serving the Lord, I went to Guangzhou, China.
那因为之前我听到广州有一个老弟兄，他为主受苦，他叫林献高，我就去找他，想在他身上看见神的工作。
And at that time, I heard there was an elderly brother that was suffering for the Lord. His name is Samuel Lam, and he has suffered for the Lord for many years.
在1978年，他从监狱被放出来，已经坐了20多年的牢。
In 1978,he was released from jail, but he was imprisoned for over 2 decades.
他出来之后，你知道他去做什么吗？
Do you know what he did when he was released?
他就在他家里开始聚会传福音。20多年之后。
So 20 years later, he opened up his home to evangelize the gospel.
我探望他是2010年，已经是他出来30年了。
When I went to visit him, it was 30 years later after he was released.
找到他住的地方，原来就是他们聚会的地方，那个地方有三层楼高很大。
The place they have the meeting is an old house that has 3 stories, and that's where they meet.
弟兄姊妹挤得满满，在走廊，在地上，在楼梯，几百个人。
And in that building, all over the place, on the staircase, everywhere, the brothers and sisters were just standing everywhere.
林献高弟兄的受苦是成为弟兄姊妹的激励和鼓励。
The experience of Samuel Lam's suffering has become an encouragement and inspiration for the other brothers and sisters.
就好像保罗一样，保罗说他结束的时候29节30节，他说你们的征战就是从前你们在我身上所看见现在所听见的一样。保罗他没有因着受苦而跌倒，他反而用他的经历来鼓励弟兄姊妹。
In verse 30, Paul says, experiencing the same conflict which you saw in me and now here to be in me. He's talking about he standing firm in facing all these conflicts.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你可能也要就面对一个挑战。
Dear brothers and sisters, you may be facing a challenge.
你可能也在面对逼迫。
Maybe you are facing persecution.
你可能也要为着信仰，你要选择。
Perhaps because of your belief, you have to make a choice.
你愿意行事为人，与基督的福音相称吗？
Do you want to live in a manner to conduct your life worthy of the gospel of Christ?
或许神也能用你的经历以后去鼓励其他的弟兄姊妹。
Perhaps the Lord can use your experiences to encourage other brothers and sisters.
我们既然是天上的国民，我们行事为人就当与基督的福音相称。
We are citizens of heaven. Our lives should be worthy of the manner of the gospel of Christ.
这样的福音，这样的人生是一个靠着圣灵站立得稳的人生。
Our lives should be a living which we rely on the Holy Spirit to stand firm.
这样的人生是为所信的福音齐心努力的人生。
It is a life that we strive together for the gospel of Christ.
这样的人生是凡事不怕敌人惊吓的人生。
It is a life that we are not afraid of the opponent.
这样的人生 是为主蒙恩受苦的人生。
It is a life that we bear grace and suffering for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你每天起来生活的动力是什么？我们开始的问题。
So here is the first question. What motivates you to wake up every morning, brothers and sisters?
为了你的学业。
Is it for your education?
为了你能够找到配偶。
To find a spouse?
为了养育你的儿女。
To raise your children?
为了你的事业。
For your occupation?
为了你能退休。
Or to prepare for retirement?
为了你能健康长寿。
That you can live long and prosper.
This is a question. Question mark. 我希望基督的福音是我们的答案。
For this question, hopefully your answer is the gospel of Christ.
不管你是二十岁，
It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s,
或者是四十岁，
or in your 40s,
或者是六十岁，
or in your 60s,
或者是八十岁，
or in your 80s,
你还有机会用你的人生来彰显基督。
You still can live your life to manifest Christ Jesus.
你愿意今天就在主耶稣面前立志把你的剩下的余生奉献给主吗？
Do you want to set this before the Lord to affirm your commitment to offer up for the gospel of Christ?
愿神的恩典临到我们。
May the grace of GodCome to us.
让我们做天国的子民，行事为人，以基督的福音相称。我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你的恩典临到我们。
The Heavenly Father, we thank you that your grace came upon us.
谢谢你赐给我们这恩典，荣耀的救恩。
Thank you for granting us this glorious salvation.
谢谢你看得起我们，让我们有着恩典，能够为救我们的主受苦。
We thank you for the grace that we're worthy to suffer for you, Lord.
愿意我们的一生能够彰显基督的荣美。
May our entire life manifest the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.